The Pat Miller Program, from the Windows, Doors, and More Studio. Visit the showroom for your kitchen and bath inspirations on WoWo, 1190 AM, 107.5 FM. Depend on it.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We continue to motor our way through the Friday afternoon. Glad you guys are with us. My wife just sent me a text a little while ago to tell me that out in Northeast Fort Wayne, she's at her mom and dad's house, and they were getting small-sized light hail. What? I mean, come on. Come on. If you remember to last Friday, I know it's difficult for some of us. You know, some of you haven't slept well since then. Some of you have smoked stuff. But last Friday, I told you I was in a mood. Didn't I warn you? I warned you, didn't I? Dave Book was here because we talked about Cass Housing. A two-minute recap. Cass Housing is what, for whom, by whom?
We are a privately funded nonprofit creating customized housing and support solutions for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities like autism and Down syndrome.
And talk show hosts.
And talk shows.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so yeah, and like a lot of the housing that you've done so far is in the vicinity, like near Turnstone.
Correct.
Which is kind of an awesome partnership mm-hmm. there a little bit, because some of them will probably also be dealing with,
totally.
With them. But now you've come up with, you've gone beyond Cass Housing, and now we're talking about Cass Gardens.
Yeah.
Now, and when you told me about this the other day, I'm like, what? And now it's making sense. If you all have ever seen on the back of a train, in a great big shipment yard, on the back of some trucks, you have seen shipping containers, which mm-hmm. are incredibly sturdy. They come in different sizes, but we're talking about pretty large.
Yeah, 8x40.
Yeah, 8x, wow. So, you know, if we furnished one of those really well, John Graham could, oh, never mind. we're just getting back at John, because during the time we were getting ready for the program, when Dave came in, John's been relentless just picking on me. No, but Cass Gardens, it's not just about the homes anymore. Now we're going to a new avenue. What is Cass Gardens?
Yeah, so Cass Gardens is a employment program for folks with intellectual disabilities. So we use converted shipping containers to grow hydroponic vertical produce. And so we're actually able to use this 8x40 box and grow 2.5 acres worth of leafy greens and herbs.
What would take 2.5 acres of ground?
Correct.
You're growing inside an 8x40.
In 320 feet.
Really?
Yep.
Because you're on different levels in there? Is that
so it? It's because instead of using flat, you're able to use vertical growing. And so you're able to grow from the ceiling to the floor.
Wow.
Yeah. So we think that this is going to be a game changer. As we've, you know, got to know more families as time has gone on, there were three key issues that kept on showing up. The first is employment. So only 34% of folks with intellectual disabilities have a job. And that's
say that one more time.
Yeah. 34% of folks with intellectual disabilities are employed.
So 6 out of 10 are not.
Are not.
And they don't need to make enough money to buy a $50,000 motorhome or something. But, I mean, if they could make some income.
That part-time job matters.
Yeah. It helps with their self-worth, for one thing.
Oh, totally. I mean, that actually gets to our third point. But the second one is access and working knowledge of healthy foods. Everybody could do, you know, well by having access to fresh produce.
Including me.
Yeah, everybody. And the last are meaningful days. There's 168 hours in a week, and playing video games or watching TV, which if you don't have, you know, something to do during the day, you're going to sit and waste away. And
yeah.
So, you know, we were looking at a number of different options of how can we grow as an organization? And a father of a daughter with autism brought this to our attention. And this group out of Boston called Freight Farms that produces the containers. And we said, you know, this checks all those boxes of jobs, healthy foods, and meaningful days.
How long ago did the whole idea of this come to your attention, that you became aware of what could be?
Yeah, so it was the dad's name is John. John brought it to our attention in July of last year.
Okay.
We, you know, in the middle of COVID, it's like, how in the world are we going to start a farming program?
Yeah.
And when we're...
Did you start to think you'd lost your mind?
Well, you can ask my board and my staff on that one. And then we had two donors step forward, the James Foundation out of Auburn, and then a private donor step forward and sponsored our first two boxes at the end of November. So we put in the order end of November, and they just arrived
which is no
today.
Small thing, because shipping boxes like that, especially if they've been refurbished or whatever, and painted, and the inside is made so it's usable.
Stainless steel throughout, yep.
Not cheap.
No.
Tell me how not cheap.
Yeah, so the two container, we raised $300,000 to launch the first two containers.
Okay.
And the price has actually gone up $24,000 per container since we bought it. So, you know, you're...
The price went up $24,000, not to $24,000, it went up by $24,000.
$24,000, correct.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we were very pleased to get in before the price jump.
Yeah.
And, you know, here we go.
Yeah. And there's going to be needs to buy more.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're already looking at a 15-container expansion. You know, as time has gone on, we've had such an interest in individuals working within the containers and people interested in buying the produce through direct-to-consumer sales, restaurants, whether we do a farmer's market, pop-up shop, something like that, local nonprofit partners, school districts, churches. There's a lot of opportunity for partnerships in the community, and you know, it's like if we can really grow this business, we think there's something special.
Could this be something where, okay, if somebody could come up and write you a check for 180 mm-hmm. grand, they could buy one of these containers mm-hmm. for you, and you'd be off and running.
Yep.
If a company wants to do it as their philanthropic thing,
yep.
Or you know, you talk about how like churches can be involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you had a group of churches, and let's say you had 10 to 15 mm-hmm. different churches, like-minded, maybe of the same denomination mm-hmm. or whatever, and they pool their money together.
Right.
Yeah, they could sponsor a box.
Right.
You know, that could be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we talk about helping those. I mean, you're not doing this because you personally are trying to get cheap produce for your house.
Correct.
That's not why you're doing this. We are doing this because this will raise funds not just to help, like, for example, Cass Housing, but also this will give some meaningful employment to some of these people that aren't going to find it anywhere else.
The 15-container expansion would create 45 part-time jobs for folks with disabilities, plus other support staff. You know, you've got production, you've got packaging, distribution. I mean, there's you know, it's a whole new business. And,
yeah. And
because it's all within the nonprofit, every dollar that we make then goes into the housing program.
Yeah, that's amazing. Sit right there. We're going to talk some more. I told you we're going to have you on for one segment today. I lied. Okay. Because here's what I want to know. Maybe you guys are sitting out there and you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. How would this play out in my house? I don't have an adult, disabled person, mentally, emotionally, whatever, in my house. So I'm not trying to find a job for my daughter or my son or my cousin or whatever. But fresh produce. Okay, how fresh is this produce? What could this mean for me in my house? Let's look at what it's like on the other side. And this thing of employment and access and working knowledge of food, wouldn't hurt to have a little bit more of that. And meaningful days. This isn't just, okay, let's do something fun for a couple of weeks with these people with these levels of disability. Let's give them a meaningful job to them. You might not want to work around a shipping container and produce for 20 hours a week. That might not thrill you. This could be a godsend for some people that are in our midst. But I want to talk about, okay, if the lovely Mrs. Miller is listening, and I know you are, what could this look like for the Miller household? I talked to him a week ago. Now we're talking about Cass Gardens. Okay, so we've got these shipping containers, 8 feet by 40. Because of vertical growing, you could do how many acres?
2.5 acres. So it's 4,400 heads of lettuce a month.
In my head, that still doesn't make sense. Right. I've got to come see it just to see it.
We'd love to have you out.
Okay, so let's say the lovely Mrs. Miller is listening, and she says, you know, I can go to Kroger, Meijer, Walmart, wherever, and I'm not knocking those places, to do my produce shopping, mm-hmm. but talk to me right now. What's the advantage of Kim Miller getting your produce from Cass Gardens?
Yeah, so we are going to be offering CSA memberships. The memberships are going to be free. It just helps us kind of identify what the weekly, biweekly needs are of the community.
So for one of the members, okay, the Millers are one of our members. So what do they expect?
Yeah, so you the Millers are looking for, 2 pounds of spring mix ahead of romaine lettuce and some basil on a biweekly basis.
Okay.
So you have that set order with us, and then we would do drop off or delivery. Or pick up our delivery on a weekly or biweekly basis, whatever you decide, and we're matching local grocery store prices.
Wow, that's amazing.
So we're offering the same price, a better quality. A lot of the produce that you're getting is coming from California or Arizona. Herbs begin to lose their flavor within 2 hours of being harvested, and so
really,
yeah. So you're getting stuff 10 days old. And then, you're supporting the mission of Cass Housing, of creating these customized housing and support solutions.
Yeah, I don't want to over-dramatize this, but if Kim makes us a lovely dinner and there's basil on top of this or whatever, there's something in my head that would make me feel better about what I'm eating because I'm helping 45 people have meaningful mm-hmm. work. I mean, that is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have 2 boxes that are up and running?
So the first 2 containers were shipped today.
Okay.
And then we are in the process of the planning process for 15 more containers. So we have an appeal to the city for a rezoning application and development plan approval. And then we're also fundraising $2.5 million to pull this 15 container expansion off.
Okay. So it is going to take some help to get where you need to go.
Without question.
The 2 boxes that you have that were delivered, are they in the area that's right there, right near Turnstone?
Correct.
So where you've done some housing, it's right there.
Correct.
So just as an aside, since we go to Turnstone, if every 2 weeks, if Kim's name is on the roster, blah, 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 she could almost go do her pool workout. We could run by, stop at the container, get our shipment, and
yeah,
go.
Yeah, so one of the things is we are not doing sales out of the containers in terms of, because it is a residential neighborhood,
right.
And so we will be doing designated pickup or home delivery.
Got it. Okay, so she'll know where it is she can pick up and blah, blah, blah.
Correct.
And all that. This is exciting, though. I mean, this really is exciting.
We think so, too.
Yeah, that is awesome. Now, you're married.
Correct.
And is she just as excited as you?
Mrs. Book helps keep my feet on the floor. So
does she?
I see.
Yeah, it's her
birthday today.
Is so it really?
It is.
Does she know you're on today?
She does.
Is she listening?
She may be. Happy
birthday to her. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm sorry, I should know this. Do you have children?
3 kids.
3?
Yeah, we'll be 10, 7, and 4.
Whew. And you have time to do this on top of fathering and taking care of 3 kids?
It's a team effort. Yeah. So we're homeschooling this year, and that's...
What? Yeah. What do you got, a sadistic idea about making yourself and your life miserable?
Right.
Well, listen, first of all, congratulations on what you're doing.
Thank you.
Congratulations to her for Happy Mother's mm-hmm. Day. So I hope something special goes on this mm-hmm. week for her, and you're taking care of that. Listen, really, thank you for coming back in. And I hope you understand that here, we are a news talk station, and I run a political current events and all that. I don't know of anything that's more important than something like this. Because I'm not normally going to get excited about basil and leaf lettuce. I mean, I'm just not. But to see what this does for jobs mm-hmm. and what this does for helping people that might be in a position where getting them help is almost impossible.
You know, we see this as groundbreaking work that – is an economic development discussion. This has already brought national attention to Northeast Indiana.
Okay, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, I want to donate, or I want to be one of the people that starts buying from mm-hmm. you and all that, where do we find you?
Best place to go is casshousing.org.
That's 2 S's.
CASSHOUSING.org. There's just a very basic newsletter sign up,
okay.
And that'll be the best way to keep in touch.
Perfect. And if an organization, a group, a collection of churches, if they say, hey, why don't we go mm-hmm. buy one of those containers, they can find you through that website?
Yeah, or just a direct david@casshousing.org.
Okay.
Is my email.
Okay, very good. Okay, so if you're going to email him, david@casshousing.org, to find out more about the containers and how it could help you, casshousing.org. That's casshousing.org. Dave, thanks a ton.
Thanks, Pat.
Podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.